there is laid before them a path to follow. That does not mean it is one pathway that can never be altered, or that anything that happens within your lifetime is set in stone. On this pathway, as in many other things in life, there are various roads which lead from the main pathway. That is where your free will comes into play. But ultimately, you cannot change the time or the situation of your passing. So, I would rather say to you that fate, and I will use the term because it is an earthly word, fate, as you believe it to be, has some significance, but it does not have the power to stop free will taking place. So there are many deviations from that straight pathway. Otherwise, my dear friend, everyone's life would be guided and would be simple. Do you not agree?
Thank you. That's very interesting. Does that mean that there is a basic plan to our life which we can influence?
Of course.
To a greater or lesser extent.
Yes. Because of your free will, you will either choose the right, I will not use the word wrong, but a different pathway. That is entirely up to you as human beings. That is where your own personal responsibility comes into play. You understand?
Yes, thank you. Very, very interesting.
I hope it helps you.
Thank you.
Too many people, unfortunately, when things go wrong in their lives, are too apt to say, well, it must have been meant to be. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Free will is very strong within the framework of human beings.
And would it be correct to say that that initial pathway is determined or has been determined by previous lives?
Cause and effect must always play some part, of course, but that is all known before you come to this lifetime. And of course, it is not always necessary to bring that with you. But again, it is determined by that spirit. You all know conditions that you are coming to. It is therefore your responsibility to follow those conditions truly and not to deviate from your goal, your life. Call it what you will.
So that's why if you're in tune with your inner self, you would know which pathway to take.
You would automatically know, yes, because you are listening to that inner voice. All of you, every individual upon this planet, inwardly knows, has that innate knowledge of what is right and what is wrong for themselves. It is too simple, too easy to blame someone or something for the things that go wrong in your life. Again, I do not apologize, my dear friends, for repeating that you have a great responsibility for your individual lives.
You have been over this before, but if somebody does something to you, attacks you for no reason other than they just attacked you, and you happen to be there, is that because you actually have deviated from your pathway and you are in the wrong place at the wrong time, or is that just one of those things?
You cannot place a set judgment on life's happenings, mm-hmm. because, again, I repeat to you, you do not have the fuller picture of not only yourself or the person who attacks you.
Mm.
It may well be that it is a deviation of their pathway, but it may also be that it is something that you have to experience.
Yes.
So, again, my dear friends, it is difficult to judge the happenings of life because you do not have that fuller picture.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, interesting. And when it comes to judging the happenings of life, I accept that we cannot do. I'd like to ask a general question, but perhaps using a topical example. Now, there's a Mr. Megrahi, a Libyan person, and he was convicted of placing a bomb in a suitcase that was then put onto a plane that blew up and crashed at Lockerbie, killing 270 people. So this was seen as a terrible act of terrorism. And Mr. Megrahi was convicted for this on evidence that was, shall I say, questionable, that the evidence related to his purchase or supposed purchase of clothing in Malta, and that clothing was recovered from the remains of the suitcase. The connections, his timing of being in Malta, the identification of the man by a shopkeeper 9 years later, seems to me to have been rather sketchy evidence for the conviction. Nevertheless, he has spent 27 years in prison, and there has been an appeal. And I would just comment that investigating this matter. If he is indeed guilty, then they would waste an enormous amount of their time trying to see his innocence. But if he was not guilty, and they were aware that he was not guilty, then that they would no doubt double their efforts in working to prove innocence. I would just comment that it would be very nice for key people in such a situation to receive a tip-off from spirit as to guilt or innocence, but I guess this is not possible. But would you have anything to say about this statement?
I will reply to you. Firstly, let me simplify all of these matters for you. Firstly, these are human events. They are being judged by other human beings. Whether you consider them right, whether you consider them wrong, whether there are lies, intrigue, whatever. All I will say to you, my dear friend, is this, that no individual can go without justice. And sometimes justice comes when you return to spirit. There is not one soul who can escape their own judgment. And although mankind is prone to judgment, that spirit will make judgment upon themselves. Forgive, I will deal with this. Therefore, I say only this to you, my dear friend, that justice is always given in the eyes of spirit. So, I would say this to you, do not waste your energies on considering what is right or wrong too long.
Thank you. And the judgment in spirit is so much more important than,
of course,
man's trivial judgment.
Yes. Mankind sometimes is too judgmental.
And you have said to us also that people do things and you think it's bad, but in their eyes it's good, so therefore is it actually wrong? So that's why another reason for not judging.
Yes, you cannot know what is in another's heart or thinking. You cannot know whether they feel it is for their good or another's good, because you all have your own judgments and opinions.
Yes.
I try, my dear friends, to influence you to think further, to open up to that fuller picture. That is what you must do.
Can I just return to a little bit to the way life plays out? If you get to a point where you feel maybe you've gone off track a bit,
yes,
in your life, is there a way to, or can you advise a way to bring yourself back, but maybe revisit the reason or the track of your life Is it something that anybody can do for themselves, and how could they strengthen that up?
Yes, there is a way, my dear friend, and that is to go inward, to seek that inner knowledge which belongs to spirit. After all, you are spirit first and foremost, with a physical covering. Therefore, when you lose track of life, or life's difficulties weigh you down, you must go inward into that meditative state and find that true self. And then the answers will come easily to you. That is the way forward.
Thank you. That's interesting.
Simon, when somebody comes comes again with a debt to repay, is that debt that they have to repay, is that played out their entire life while here, before they return to spirit? Or is it necessarily how they live their life here, whether it's lengthened or shortened, the debt?
It will depend entirely on whether they have that remembrance of what that debt is to be. If they follow the pathway of this life, that debt will be repaid naturally. Mm-hmm. But if they are confused in their pathway, and remember, my dear friends, spiritually you all know which way you should go. It is only when materialism and forgetfulness of spirit is there will there be problems. And sometimes people return to our world with that debt still unpaid. So it is entirely down to that individual. It is shown to them which way they must go. And again, that is where your own individual responsibility comes into play. You understand?
I'm trying to.
Yes, it's difficult.
The person I have in question is close to me, who you once told us had a debt to repay. And her life, looking, for me looking at her life, I know is very, she's having a difficult time. She's had a difficult time. But the job that she actually does here is she pays back 1,000 times in I know she's getting the reward for what she does as well, but she just gives so much.
Let me stop you, my dear friend. But who are you to judge?
Yeah.
I'm
sorry it came across as a judgment.
No.
It isn't. What I'm asking is, she gives... I feel that she's on the right path for her. Although that's a judgment in itself, I know. But I would love to be able to look, to see the future and see that...
You would like to make her life simple.
Yes. Yes.
You would like to make her life free.
Yes.
From, yes.
And I know I can't.
You cannot do that for another single human being. You may step to one side. You may make judgments. But you cannot walk in the footsteps of that individual, because you do not know what it is she came to do.
No, I know.
I would suggest to you, my dear friend, if you wish to help to ask for help for her to be guided. That is the best
thing
that you could do for her.
Yeah. I think it comes from her parents. We just think we want things perfect for them, of course.
But you will never have perfection in this life. This planet will never have perfection.
So even what looks perfect to an outsider is not.
You cannot look within another soul and make judgment. It is not possible. You can try. Of course you can try. But that is no good.
Can you comment on what we call karma? In that you reap what you sow.
Yes. Yes, again, it is something we have spoken on greatly. Yes, cause and effect, that is karma. And what should happen is that when you return to spirit, that karmic debt should be cleared. But sometimes it is brought back with people into another lifetime because they do not allow it to be made free.
Could I refer back to a further aspect of the McGrathy case? In the case of this person, he developed a terminal illness while in prison, and for that reason he has been released and repatriated. I think his expectation of life is perhaps 3 months, and he has been allowed to spend that time in his own country with his own people. I feel this is a wonderful act of compassion, and perhaps mankind should and generally observe this type of compassion where imprisoned people are concerned. Would you care to speak on that?
I would. Any compassion shown to any other human being is a spiritual action. Whether those on this earth plane would agree, that is not so easy.
I can say that there is controversy.
Yes, of course.
Which is why I raised the issue.
Because, you see, there are so many people who, as we say, are in spiritual darkness. They do not feel forgiveness for anything or anyone that they feel has done wrong. What a big judgment that is. And that would be a karmic debt. If I return to our other friend, that becomes karmic debt. Because what and no one can do is to judge another, whether they believe it to be right or wrong, and not suffer the consequences of that thinking. Every single action that you take, you are responsible for. My dear friends, it is is a great responsibility and not an easy one. But I would say to you, and speaking in general terms, not specifically of this instance, that any kindness shown to another fellow human being results in the growth of your own spirit. And if that was to be manifested throughout this world, what a wonderful place we would have. But again, that will not be possible because humankind is imperfect. So I would say, on a personal level, to each one of you, cultivate within yourselves that kindness and that love for your fellow man. And I hope that helps you and gives you a little to think about.
Yes, that does indeed. It's a wonderful clarifying answer to the question. Thank you so much.
It's funny because Daphne and I, driving back this afternoon, mentioned how difficult it was not to have judgment. And without you knowing it, sometimes you do make a judgment and one of you got to pull the other one back. And with a bit of laughter and a little bit of judgment, we try to do it. But that's one of the most difficult things on the earth, I think, not to have a judgment.
But, my dear friend, the recognition of making judgment is the first step of correcting that thinking. So I would say to you, you have done well to have that recognition.
Thank you.
Judgment comes into our everyday lives as humans, though.
Yes.
Now, I'm not just talking about judging one person against another person, but do I go left, do I go right, do I cross the road, do I use this bank manager, that bank manager, this bank that. Judgment comes into play every day of our
Yes, but the difference is, you are making personal judgment,
yeah,
and not judgment against a fellow human being. That is the difference. What judgments you make for yourself, that is your responsibility.
Which is where we started, talking about paths,
yes,
and fate.
Yes, of course. So we have come full circle, yes.
But in the process you do as a human make judgments on people. But like you say, as long as you recognise the fact, that I think in this room, we know, the minute we say something like, that you shouldn't, you know, there's a little voice in your head that says,
Yes, it is part of the human nature. It is something that human beings need to recognize and not just to judge without thinking. But yes, the recognition of the fact of judgment, that it can only be good.
I've noticed over the last couple of years since I've been doing this work that I recognise when people are judging me. And I never used to.
Yes, because that knowledge goes deep and comes deep from within. That is your own spiritual self coming to the fore when you make that kind of recognition
about a smile back at them.
Well, what is a smile but a piece of love being given out into the ether?
Yes.
Whether it be for another person or whether in general you just wish to smile and shine from within.
I have noticed the difference because I used to take things more personally.
Yes.
And now I recognise it as a judgment.
Yes.
And I can deal with that much better.
That is because you are progressing in spiritual terms.
Mm.
Life should become much easier the more you listen to that inner voice.
Yes.
There's another word in our language, and that is evaluation. And we can make evaluations of various things and compare them, and I feel that's usually much less personal and not quite as pointed as a judgment.
Well, you may use any words you wish, but it is still a judgment.
I'm wriggling.
Yes, I think perhaps you use the words to fit your own concerns. Yes, I will not let you off with that.
As you said, we wouldn't be here if we were perfect.
Of course not. It is a learning process for all of you. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Once we've got it right, we won't need to come back.
Well, I do not intend to tell you how often you may come back.
Oh dear. Well, I don't want to know really.
Well, how many times we've been already?
Does it not speak for itself that reincarnation exists at all?
Also,
think of it.
The pain, that inward pain that what I've experienced, if I move away from spirit, things go completely disarray.
Yes.
Completely. And I lose myself. Completely. Yes. I don't know who I am, where I'm supposed to be going. And I've experienced that recently.
Yes, it is the same question that our dear friend has asked about finding oneself. You must then go back and go inwards to redefine that spirit.
But it's not because I found spirit, it sounds really cheesy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then to deviate away from it and almost purposefully think, I'm not going to do that. And then you know that your core is just not right. You're just not centered, and you're just not moving in the right direction, and it's nothing to do with external forces or the choices that you make. It's just how you feel in here.
Yes.
And if I hadn't experienced that, and then to come back, I wouldn't know what it means to be centered, if that makes sense.
That is because you have the knowledge, you know the difference. For many people, they travel through life not knowing, but in some way instinctively they do know.
Mm.
Every person in this world innately knows what is right and what is wrong for them.
Yes.
That is why you cannot then say it is because of this or that or anything else. It is total responsibility on you.
Is it possible that there are other human beings who can help you with this spiritual, getting back to the spirit, maybe close friends, maybe the person you're married to, is that a connection that can happen between two people?
Of course, it is a spiritual knowledge, and so often, not always, so often two people will be drawn together. And remember, there are no accidents of spirits as such. People meet when the time is right for them, for their spiritual growth. So why then, I would hear you say, do things go so badly wrong?
Yes, it was the next question.
Yes, I know. What I would then say is that one or other, or maybe both, are not following perhaps their true pathway, or one or other or both have decided to experience other things, but they do instinctively know whether it is right or wrong. But also, there are people who come into your lives at certain points who are there to help with the development of your spirit.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, there are many people in this world. That is all they wish to do, is to help others to understand what spirit is about.
And that can, if I'm right, can be a 2-minute encounter and a 2-minute conversation.
Yes.
Or a 45-year marriage.
Yes.
It is in spirit that time lapse doesn't matter. Lots of people have come into my world, and I feel not from my point of view that they've had a 2-minute conversation for their point of view, and I can detect between the two. I might never see them again, but I just feel that 2 minutes that we spent together was worth
some impact.
Impact, yes.
Yes,
but you never ever forget.
Or when there is that spiritual connection for whatever reason, then that should stay with you.
Yes.
Yes. It is a moment in time that will be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I rather think we've all experienced these moments.
Yes.
Yes.
But that builds us as spirit. That those little encounters,
yes,
are, I believe, are just so important.
What is happening, my dear friends, in this life, is that you're not a creating spirit. You are spirit, first and foremost.
Mm.
But what is happening is that you are remembering that spiritual being that is all-knowing, that innately knows everything that is right or wrong.
Mm.
It is a remembering, a spark of knowledge, a meeting, a kind word, a falling in love with another human being. Many, many things are there in place to help you all go forward and learn.
And as you said before, that meeting of spirit might be right at that time,
yes,
but then later on, that you perhaps don't need that anymore, you go in separate ways. Or
yes.
Have the 2-minute meeting.
Mm.
That's all it's needed, has been needed.
Certainly, ma'am. This is another, I haven't thought of it before. As you say, we're in a tough old world. And when we go up to you, it seems pretty damn good. Now, we must be very reluctant to come back, surely.
And that is sometimes the case. But what you have to remember, that there are many stages of existence in the spirit world. You are your own judgment, and there does come a time that if you need to return, that decision is made by you. You cannot be made to return, but you are influenced if it is felt that it is necessary.
Thank you.
You may stay in spirit for quite some time, but soon the realization comes that perhaps you need to return to this earthly planet.
Because that's the
to
only way
continue,
to
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you speak of instinctive knowing,
yes.
Are you saying that a terrorist planting a bomb knows instinctively that this is not really the way to tackle the problem?
If that person was to go within, they would not harm the hair of another human being.
So
they have great responsibility to answer. And again, of course, it depends on the reason for the action.
And also, of course, many are brainwashed, aren't they? So
yes, all of these things have to be considered.
Okay.
That is why I stress again, my dear friends, that is why it is so difficult to judge.
Yes. There are sometimes quite strong political persuasions, but in the case of a terrorist bomber, one can simply say he is not going within.
Yes.
And also love
fear. It is the element of fear that exists within these human beings that make these actions so dreadful to the rest of humankind. The destruction of another human being, for whatever reason, is wrong. That I will state to you now. To harm one other human being carries great debts, and that cannot be obliterated in the blink of an eye.
Obviously each individual and everything is different, but I would think that the same applies to soldiers killing other soldiers.
Yes.
It's still a karmic debt.
It is a karmic debt.
Involved.
Yes.
I was thinking of during the Holocaust, the women who had babies, and they knew that if the baby survived, it would be used as experiments or something would have happened to it. So they took the baby's life. Does that fall into the same category?
That would come under a form of love. But there are many. It is not easy to have one simple answer. That is why when we speak of judgment, that it is not so easy.
Let's return to the conversation you had just now of being in the spirit world and coming back at your choice.
Yes.
Could you come back to a different world? Is it possible that we wouldn't necessarily return to Earth, but we might return to some other material world?
I would say that it is a possibility, but mainly you would return to the world that you have been familiar with, because therein lies those lessons, if you like, that you have not learned. Therefore, I would say it is much better that you return to a place that is already deep within, known to you.
But I find it quite exciting to think we might turn up somewhere else.
Well, all things are considered. Nothing is never categorically no, because the choice is yours.
Thank you.
As spirit, that choice is yours.
Perhaps our friend would enjoy a bonheur meeting.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Well, if that is a wish or desire, who am I to deny it to him?
Thinking, Salimet, you've chosen to come back and talk to us, the little group that we are.
Yes.
Is that helping your spiritual growth? That's not a bit cheeky to ask.
As an individual, I do not come to you as an individual. But yes, it helps with any growth of the soul.
Yeah.
Remember that all of life is ever expanding. And so too, those regions from whence I come, and that conglomerate of beings that I belong to, that also is growing and moving.
So there's no set number, as it were, of beings in your group, your conglomerate, whatever you call it. Does that expand as well?
I speak of the spiritual aspect. You, my dear friends, are speaking as individuals.
Mm.
I do not come from a group of individuals, as you would understand.
No, but a spirit.
Spirit is always expanding.
Mm.
Energy is always expanding.
Mm.
It can never be static.
Mm.
So it expands the spiritual energy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that, as you explained to us about being from a conglomerate in spirit, how do you use our language? How do you speak to us so eloquently in our language?
Eloquent, my dear friend, is not a word I would use. I use this instrument only to allow those words to come. All we are interested in is that the truth become known, that the spiritual aspects be given, and to remind you all of from whence you came and where you will return. I believe I said to you that my purpose in coming was for the truth. When we speak of language, you have to understand that in our world, and there are many, many levels in the spirit world, the more knowledge that is gained, the more spiritual you become. You become more knowing. And using the voice of this instrument creates no hardship for us.
Right. Okay.
When I came, I wished only to use the simple words, because there are far too many who come to your world with too many words which confuse. truth is simple. So why should not the words be simple?
You've certainly made things very clear to us all over the years.
I'm just always amazed that it's as if you walk amongst us. You understand exactly our technology, everything, every little slang word that we might use. You understand what we mean.
Yes, because we are not like you, who takes one day, 1 week, 1 month. Time means nothing in our world. Our learning abilities and capabilities are instantaneous.
Wow.
It is difficult to explain what you do not understand.
Yeah. Can you expand a little on your comment about being different levels in the spirit? Can you give us an example, perhaps, where you make it understand a bit?
Yes. When first you pass to spirit, you are not much different than you are now. You have an etheric body, which is an exact copy of what you have now. But as you grow in spirit, then you move forward. I use forward only in the sense of your understanding. When your understanding is greater, then you move to another plane of existence. You may in another existence choose something familiar to you, such as a house or some occupation that you wish to take up. And then you move forward from that, and if you decide not to reincarnate, then there is another level of existence. But all over these lives take place over many hundreds and thousands of your years, because time means nothing. What is important is that spirit grows and moves closer to that all-loving part of existence. That part of existence which many of you on earth call God. We are all going towards the Godhead. That is what we strive for. I do not use Godhead. I use universal love.
Mm. You come to us from beyond those planes. Certainly.
I come from a long way. There are many planes of existence, but there comes a time when you become encompassed by that energy where there are no planes of existence, but you become that pure energy of love and all knowledge. And even so, you strive to go forward. You strive to become part of that energy. And I cannot tell you more than that, because I feel that that striving is a continuous existence.
You're still striving, because otherwise you wouldn't come back. I mean, you'd come back to help us, but you're also helping yourself at the same time, which is also a striving to...
Not as a human being.
Sorry?
I do not strive as a human being.
No, but in your... As
spirit.
As spirit, yes.
Yes, I am. The conglomerate of beings does not exist on the level of existence which I speak.
like a painting. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally. It's very interesting.
Taking up a lot of your time, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for that.
Connection's getting weaker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for answering all my questions, and thank you for ending on that wonderful note that seems to convey a feeling of way beyond earthly things and the near planes. Thank you so much.
My love goes with you, as always.
Thank you.